At the intersection of East Calhoun and Dudley Streets in Macomb, in the northeast corner of the First Presbyterian Church, is a magical cupboard. This cupboard doesn't hold clothes or shoes or forgotten treasures. This cupboard is full of food, and with it, hope for a better tomorrow. This month, Loaves and Fishes is celebrating 25 years of keeping that magical closet stocked to serve residents of McDonough County. This all-volunteer organization, composed of 12 religious congregations scattered throughout the county, provides food and assistance with emergency housing, utilities, and medical bills to those in need. Poverty and food insecurity are a reality of rural America. According to FeedingAmerica.org, in 2016, 2.4 million rural households were food insecure, and 86% of the counties with the highest rates of child food insecurity were rural counties. The latest U.S. Census Bureau information places 20.2% of all households in McDonough County at or below the poverty level. The statistics may have changed over the last 25 years, but poverty and food insecurity has always been present in our community. Chronic levels of food insecurity, especially among children, and the need to do something about it led the way when Loaves and Fishes opened its doors on October 4, 1993. Operating under the guiding principles of doing good to help others, Father Richard Preco of St. Paul's Catholic Church and Reverend Ronald Rosenau of the First Presbyterian Church were instrumental in founding the organization. As the need grew to be more than these two churches could support on their own, 10 other congregations in McDonough County joined in to offer their assistance. Board members who represent each congregation meet monthly to assess the needs of the community and to determine how best to address it. Each congregation is also responsible for ensuring that the pantry is fully stocked for 1 month each year. In addition to board members, approximately 30 to 40 volunteers donate between 90 and 120 hours of their time each month to stocking and distributing food. In 2017, the monthly average of the pantry was 438 households, or 1,459 individuals in McDonough County. During the summer months, the need increases as children are out of school. This summer, clients were able to benefit from the generosity of local farmers and the University of Illinois Master Gardeners, who donated fresh produce like tomatoes, cabbage, carrots, peppers, and sweet corn to the pantry. Loaves and Fishes will celebrate its silver anniversary on Sunday, October 7th, from 2 to 4 p.m. in the parlor of the First Presbyterian Church, located at 400 East Carroll Street in Macomb. We hope that the public will join us in marking this milestone. Some of the volunteers will describe their work with the food pantry, and refreshments will follow. Tours of the pantry will also be available, as will information on how those interested in volunteering can join us. Refreshments have been donated by our local Hy-Vee and by the Jackson Street Market. Both of these organizations accept our food vouchers, and we are grateful for their continued support and collaboration. If you're unable to join us in the celebration and wish to donate to our organization, you may do so by sending your contributions to Loaves and Fishes in care of the First Presbyterian Church. Loaves and Fishes is an example of a group of individuals who've worked together for the last quarter of a century to make our community a better place for everyone. I hope that you'll join me on Sunday in celebrating this remarkable achievement.